You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's January 13th, 2021. I'm Saul Spanos Baird, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. Governor Little announced 4 updates in the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines yesterday. First, Governor Little announced that vaccines are being administered successfully and safely in Idaho. Second, he announced that providers have ample resources available to them for administrating the vaccine as quickly as possible. Third, he announced that there is a new dashboard available on coronavirus.idaho.gov to give more information on vaccine distribution. The board shows the total number of people vaccinated by county is also being built to show how many doses have been shipped to their county. Fourth, he shared the decision that he is adopting the recommendation of the COVID-19 Vaccine Advisory Committee. The next phase of vaccine rollouts will be teachers, frontline workers, and Idahoans age 65 and older instead of 75 and older. The annual Idaho Falls State of the City address is scheduled for today. You can watch Mayor Rebecca Casper live over the city's website starting at 7:30 p.m. The address will preview new projects, initiatives, and programs coming to Idaho Falls this year. It will also review the accomplishments and challenges of 2020. As part of her speech, Mayor Casper will also be present the first Mayor's Choice Awards, which will recognize individuals, groups, organizations, and businesses in the community. The speech will also feature a special announcement about a new initiative to help prevent isolation, bring fun back to the community, and improve mental health during the COVID-19 pandemic. Local mom who collected donations for foster kids thanks community for making it a success. East Idaho News reports Idaho Falls couple Nicole and Scott Kindler have been foster parents for 5 years and have seen how it can be a scary experience for some foster children when they arrive at a stranger's home. Nicole decided to put together transition bags with comfort items such as blankets, socks, boxed or instant food, toiletries, books, and a stuffed animal. She turned to the preschool she owns, the Cat on the Fiddler, and the community to collect donations for the project. She delivered donations to a regional nonprofit organization that collects items for foster children in eastern Idaho, called The Village. Nicole wanted to put together 10 bags, but with the help of others, she assembled a total of 175 bags. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for January 13th, 2021. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.